following consultation with our partners and emergency services, we've obviously established a diversion route that's been agreed to minimise the disruption to both residents and our road users.
Now, Junction 10A, it's a very big project. Is this quite a significant part of that project?
Yeah, so this bridge installation is a major milestone for the project, and essentially it's going to form the new roundabout at Junction 10A. So this is a one of our key milestones to getting the project completed on time and as soon as possible.
And tell us how work on the project has gone so far. If anyone's driven along the M20, you can't fail but notice the huge development that's going on down there.
Yeah, so we building the new junction is a huge job, and we're keeping people updated through use of the public exhibition vans we have, and we're making good progress generally. As you see, the new bridge junction will be going in this weekend, and in two weeks' time we'll be doing the next bridge lift. We're making good progress on the A2070 Link Road, which is a new provision, and we're beginning to finalise a further traffic switch on the A2070 for the use of the roundabout, which we've built as part of the scheme.
Obviously, it's been a fair bit of disruption for people living in the town, but what's it going to be like when it's all finished? How important is it going to be?
So once it's complete in autumn of this year, road users should find their journey time and reliability improves. We also are improving safety, which are key drivers for the scheme. And ultimately, we're looking to Ashford's an area that's going to increase in its development and housing, and so with this scheme we'll be able to facilitate that. We'll also be relieving some of the congestion at the existing Junction 10, which is a known traffic black spot there, and also Barry Road Junction's also getting signalised, and that's also a key concern for local residents.